let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities. It shows you how to get the support you need and how to make your dreams come true. And that's what we're talking about today. I wanted to give you the call number to give us a call. We would really love to hear from you. We have a professional medium on the program who can really help you when you've lost somebody and give you some guidance in terms of where they are on the other side. And the number that you would call is 888-GO-FORWARD or 888-463-6748 if you're listening today live November 17th. We would love to get your phone call. Again, I have on a terrific guest. Her name is Linnea Starr, and she is the host of the radio show Beyond Reason. She's been a professional medium for years and has devoted her life to helping others achieve spiritual connection and peace of mind. Log on to LinneaStarr.com, LinneaStarr.com. And again, if you'd like some closure and serenity to those of your loved ones who have passed over, please do give us a call, 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. Okay, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. All right, let's talk a little bit about why people will seek you out. Do they seek you out, Linnea, because they're hanging in some way, the person passed on and they didn't get that information, or they died abruptly, or they didn't, they have unresolved issues with that person?
You're right. It's a combination of a multitude of things. Sometimes there might have been a passing and there wasn't the time to say, I love you, goodbye. There might have been a misunderstanding with someone. And sometimes I think the majority of people that I have seen, I see about 2,000 people a year, they're asking to see that the soul is eternal. They want to have some kind of documentation. And that's why I think if somebody can give you a date, a person's name, a circumstance, and then you know it, and you know they wouldn't know you, then I think that's giving them the validness that guess what, they're waiting for me. I'm going to find them again. Because all life is eternal. Whatever religion we have, whatever faith we've been given, they all believe in the afterlife. And my premise is, if every single beautiful faith believes that we go to God, why wouldn't we be able to connect with them? The body is just a temporary vessel.
All right, and speaking of that, we have Nancy on the line, who's calling about her dad. Nancy, your question for Linnea.
Hi, Nancy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm calling about my dad. He passed away about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We were never very close, but we're a lot alike.
Okay.
And I sometimes feel like there are some things he may have wanted to fill me in on before he passed and didn't get a chance to or whatever.
Why is your dad, why, I'm sorry for your loss, that's a profound loss. Why does your dad show me the month of December around you? What is December to you or to him?
Nothing.
All right, well, he's telling me that something important is going to happen in December. Do you have children, by the way?
Yes, I do.
All right, how old are your lovely children?
They're 35 and 32.
All right, do you have grandchildren yet?
No.
All right, well, are your children married?
Neither of them are married at this time.
All right, well, I think the older one, I'm going to say that I think by December there could be something very wonderful around your lovely older child. I'm just hearing that. And why does your father give me the name Michael? Who is Michael around you or around the family?
That's my son's middle name.
All right, so you're the son Michael. Is he the 35-year-old?
No, he's the 32-year-old.
Right. I'm just hearing the name
Michael.
And
they were very close.
Okay. I'm just hearing the name Michael. And why does your dad show me William? Who is William?
That was my second husband.
All right, William.
And he's passed away now also.
All right. Well, you know what? I know you wanted your dad to come back, and I think he is there for you. But I'm actually hearing more of a stronger connection to William. Does William have a connection to your son?
Yes, they were close.
They were close. All right, so William is just coming through. That's the name of a beloved spouse that passed away. I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah.
Why is he showing me Paris? Why does this gentleman, William, tell me to give you Paris? Does someone go to France around you?
Yes, but it was about 2 years ago.
Oh, well, who went to Paris?
My present boyfriend, without me.
what William is saying is, he says, show him latching over you, and that there was some connection to Paris, and that's the wonderful man you're with now. So I think he's trying to tell you, he knows where you are, he knows who you're with. Why does he say David? Who is David?
David's my boyfriend.
Yes, this is what happened. You're a lovely...
oh, my God, I just realized we're staying at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas.
All right, well, there you go. So your wonderful William comes back to be a witness to you that you have a wonderful son with the middle name of Michael, and that there is a possibility around your older child that there could be great joy coming in December. And they're showing me Paris. That's where you are right now, in a beautiful resort, and your lovely boyfriend David went to Paris a couple of years ago, so I think he's just trying to connect with you and let you know that the both of them, your dad and this wonderful William, are watching over you.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Wow.
Linnea.
Wow, Linnea.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for calling in. That was really something.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, Linnea,
isn't it great?
The proof is in the pudding, isn't it?
Isn't it? Because, you know, I don't know this lovely girl. She was very, very receptive to it. And immediately, she had a connection to someone watching over her. I do think the dad is there. I do. But I think William wanted to come back and say, guess what? I know you're with someone. He's worthy of you. You know, I loved you. I'll always love you. And show Paris, which had two connections. And I think she sounded a little stunned, but that's usually what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure she was stunned. Yeah, amazing. You know, my next question, and I think I know the first answer, you know, what's the best part of being psychic and what's the worst part? Probably the best part is the incredible euphoric recognition that you get from people, the ahas.
When she just went, oh, I'm at the hotel.
Yes. Well, what's
my boyfriend went to Paris, and I said, who's David? That's my boyfriend. And I mean, you can hear it. And I think the most beautiful part of all this is when you walk into a room of strangers. And do I have time to tell you a scenario that just happened? Can I explain
it? Sure. And then I'm going to ask you what's the toughest part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I saw a family a year ago. And the youngest daughter was like Cinderella. You could tell she really wanted the prince. And she said, oh, you know, my sisters are married. What about me? And I said, you're going to marry Michael. I said, the next time you and I meet, you'll be marrying Michael. And I hear Gloucester and Aruba as a connection.
Oh.
Now, I'm in Gloucester recently myself, and she lives nowhere near Gloucester. It was August. And she tapped me on the shoulder and said, I remember you. I'm engaged to Michael. And I said, what? And she said, my mother went to Aruba after, you know, she saw you and with me. And she met another family from Massachusetts in a timeshare. And the two mothers are talking, and, you know, they're talking about their kids. And the other mother says, I have this wonderful son. Let's hook him up with your daughter. And the mother, you know, Melissa's mother, is like, do it. And what's his name? Michael. They're getting married. Columbus.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you. The show is Positive Living, and these stories are so inspirational, and they're filled with hope.
Yeah.
What happens, Linnea, and maybe this is the toughest part of being a psychic,
right,
when you get something that's really tough, like you're going to die, and now I know that we live on, or your loved one's going to die, or there may be an at me. Do you get that information, and if so, do you pass it on?
Well, ordinarily, I don't see anything bad, but the group that I just told you about with the lovely woman that got killed, unfortunately, in an accident, I had been scheduled to do something in September, and it was with someone that was connected to her, another lady. It didn't happen because the weather was really bad, and it was like a hurricane, and we canceled. My gift, luckily, I really have been blessed. I really don't get to see bad things. I don't. I very rarely do, and if I should pick up something that isn't very pleasant and isn't very conducive, I will tell the person I don't really feel that I'm the person that should read you. I think maybe you should wait. And if I knew that, you know, it was something really, you know, destructive, I might give a little bit of insight. But luckily, my gift is always about the afterlife. Spiritual.
And positive. Yeah, is it difficult for you when someone comes in for a reading, but they won't acknowledge what you've told them, or you might get a message and they won't tell you the details, but then later they might tell friends, but not during the group?
Because that's really counteractive to what all of us do, whether it be the wonderful James Von Krog, Sylvia Brown, Joan Edwards. You really have to, you know, affirm what you're being told, because it's frustrating to the person giving it. As an example, I did a group yesterday, and all of them were very open, but there was one woman who was not. And I asked her, I said, oh, it's Mary Helen. Well, that was her mother's name. And she just looked at me and she said, yeah, that was her mother's, my mother's name, so. And I said, well, nobody else got that. And I got dates, I got birth dates, and the lady just sat there like we were talking about the election. And, you know, I understand that it's not everyone's cup of tea, but why would you go to somebody to make the connection and then not get thrilled? You heard the lady on the phone. She was ecstatic. Usually that's the response, and you're right, it is frustrating. But then the conclusion that I came to, and I said this yesterday, I said, I think sometimes it's so overwhelming for people to get stuff they didn't expect that maybe they put on a safety mode and they just go into this Robotron kind of thing. And, you know, it's understandable, but it's an excellent question because we work on your energy, and the more positive you are, the more information will come flooding through because you open up the gateway and it just walks into us.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note.
Yeah.
My guest today is Linnea Starr, and she's really a star. She's the host of the radio show Beyond Reason. She's been a professional medium for years and has devoted her life to helping others achieve spiritual connection and peace of mind. Her website is LinneaStarr.com, L-E-N-N-E-A, star.com. She also will help you to connect with those who have passed who are now on the other side. So we would love to hear from you. Definitely give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT. Those are the call letters, 888-GO-FOR-IT. And the number is 888-463-6748. So really do give Linnea a call right here on TalkZone.com on Positive Living if you're listening live on Monday, November 17th. Folks, this is Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. There's plenty more, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break.